Israeli forces have completed their withdrawal from the West Bank city of Ramallah, leaving behind a severely damaged compound belonging to Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. Israeli tanks had surrounded the compound for more than a month. They moved out shortly after a convoy of American and British vehicles transported six Palestinian men wanted by Israel to a jail in nearby Jericho. Under an arrangement negotiated by President Bush, the Palestinians will be monitored by U.S. and British guards. Arafat, speaking on ABC's Nightline, said he needs to visit his people.
The most important thing, I have to go to see my people, and it is my duty to be beside them in this very difficult circumstances.
Within hours of Israel's withdrawal from Ramallah, Arafat emerged from the compound, flashing V for victory signs. NPR's Anne Garrels is in Ramallah. Describe the scene there today.
Well, there are 300 Palestinian officials and security personnel who were desperately in need of a good shave, a good meal, and a shower. They're pretty exhausted, and they emerged at dawn this morning for their first breath of fresh air and sunlight in 34 days. Their relatives and supporters then trickled in. The courtyard's been a scene of people hugging and kissing. Arafat eventually emerged later this morning to the applause and chants, as you noted, people flashing the V signs. They said, "We will give you our souls and blood," and he replied, "I will give my soul and blood for Palestine." He then drove off with tight security to see the damage in Ramallah. Now, in addition to the Palestinian officials and security personnel inside, there's been a group of 30 international activists, including some Americans who stayed in the compound. They were feeling pretty elated today, sensing that perhaps they had contributed to Arafat's safety, but they also noted that the Israeli troops are on the outskirts of Ramallah and they could come in at any time. And within hours of pulling out of Ramallah, in fact, Israeli troops went into the city of Tulkarm. This is the third time they've gone in since the Israelis moved into Palestinian-controlled areas of the West Bank. They're looking for wanted men there.
How much damage is there to the compound in Ramallah?
It's pretty severe, Bob. Arafat claims that as the Israeli troops and tanks left, they destroyed three buildings. That wasn't possible to verify, but the compound is littered with the carcasses of burned out and smashed cars, garbage, bullet casings. All the buildings that I could enter are badly damaged by rockets and fire. You see scorched sides of the buildings. The offices that I went in were all ransacked and equipment destroyed.
And what else did Arafat have to say when he came out?
Well, he didn't have anything this morning, but last night he was clearly angry. He called in some TV crews to his office to show that he was neither bowed nor cowed by the 34-day siege. He attacked Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's government, calling them fanatics who have carried out barbaric actions. He specifically referred to the ongoing siege in Bethlehem, where, among others, 30 Palestinian gunmen have been holed up for about a month.
Has Arafat indicated what his plans are?
No, not exactly. He is now free to move around. He's touring the city right now, meeting people. He says he wants to go to Egypt and Saudi Arabia. But last night, Prime Minister Ariel Sharon told ABC's Nightline that if attacks on Israel should occur while Arafat is out of the country, he might not be allowed back in. I asked a senior Palestinian official about it, and he merely replied, "Is it really in Israel's interest to keep Arafat out of Palestine?"
NPR's Anne Garrels in Ramallah.